There are mainly three criteria. The first of them is the per capita income reached by the country. There is a threshold that the country should reach in order to be able to graduate. The second element is the human capital index, which means that the capacity of the state to provide basic services like health, education to its people is the second criteria. The third one is the economic vulnerability index, which means that we study how much the economy of a specific country is fragile, how much is solid enough not to be reversible. So once a country reaches two out of the three indexes, then it will be assumed to be eligible to graduation.
What are the major obstacles to graduation from this category?
The major obstacle is that most of the countries that have graduated are small islands. And being small islands, there are some vulnerabilities that are inherent to these countries, the environmental vulnerability. So the issue is that most of the countries that have graduated usually do not meet the criteria of economic vulnerability index. It's very difficult to reach that index. So that's one problem. So that's make it that we're not sure once a country graduates if there would be continue to be international support so that the process of development of the country would not suddenly stop because of the end of international support. So the main purpose of the exercise we did this afternoon by discussing about the graduation is to agree on a certain number of principles to create incentives for these countries to accept to graduate by promising them that the international community will continue to support them even after the graduation for a certain number of years.
The Istanbul Program of Action set the goal of having half of the LDCs graduate by 2020. However, in the past 40 years, only three LDCs successfully graduated. Plus, given the current situation and the future outlook of world economy, do you think this timetable is still realistic?
We know that the target that we set ourselves is very ambitious. But the environment now and the environment in the past decades are different. In the past decade, the economic growth of the least developed countries was very small, if not negative. In the 80s and early 90s, the economic growth was in the negative zone. But since 10 years, and the least developed countries have known an average of economic growth of 7%. Which is very good, despite the fact that they also have a high growth of population, which mitigates the positive impact of economic growth. So this has been said, we have seen that among the 10 best performing countries in the world in terms of economy, seven of them are LDCs. And also among the countries that have best friendly environment for business, at least four or five of them are also LDCs. So there is a lot of improvement in the area of economic growth, in the area of macroeconomic reform. That puts at least 12 countries, four or five in Asia, six in Africa, on the right track for graduation by 2020. Plus, all these countries have set themselves a vision, 2020-2021 vision, that leads them to become middle-income countries instead of remaining as LDCs.